episode 2291, Now the Day is Over.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How are you serving your day? Oh, yes, you have talents and gifts to give. But you know what? You also need time to be refreshed. You need rejuvenation for your spirit. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday. Now the day is over. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Now the day is over. Proverbs 3 verse 24 says this, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Most of us prepare for the day. We look at our calendars before we go to bed, like, okay, what's on the schedule? I got this. I got to be prepared. Oh, the kids have got activities. I've got to be ready for this. But what about in the evening? Do you ever prepare yourself for rest so that your sleep will be sweet? Hardworking people do just that. They work hard. You are a hard worker. You work hard. But then comes the evening and it's hard to settle down and get ready to rest. I think about what I was doing this weekend, just yesterday. And I got up in the morning wondering, oh, am I going to go walk or am I going to do something else? And so I texted my buddy and I was like, you know, are you ready? And she's like, no, can we go a little bit later? I said, sure, I'm going to plant instead. So I planted all in the morning and I don't know what it is about this season, but I find myself with my hands in the dirt. God's wanting me to get dirty in His creation. And it's just very interesting because I'm planting all these different things. I'm learning things. I am not a green thumb, but I do love creation. And so I'm learning and I'm training myself because I don't know some of this, but what I do give is a lot of love and I give a lot of my time. So instead yesterday of getting and walking first, I planted first. And I thought, you know what? That's what we need to do every day. Morning and night, we need to plant. We need to prepare. So then in the middle, we can do the hard work. Part of our planting comes from us having a refreshed and rejuvenated spirit. And that comes from rest. But the problem is, we worry about the hard work, but we forget about the basics, what God says we need most, sleep. Because without that, we can't do what we need to do. And I know you're talking to someone who is like, I could go on 4 hours of sleep. I don't know why that is. My mom is like that. Now she says she needs a little bit more, but she just takes more naps now. And for me, it's like 4 or 5 hours and I'm good. And if I get 8 or 9, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've been hit by a train. That's me. However, I'm saying this because we have to rest to what our body needs. We're all individuals. You are uniquely made. God had His hands in the dirt for you and created you. And what your body needs, you need to fuel it with that. So if you need 8 to 9 to 10 hours of sleep, by golly, you better get them. And then I think back that Jesus came to this earth, God sent His Son, and He rested. Even though He was perfect, but He rested just as a man needs to rest, just as a woman needs to rest. But do we really rest? Because resting, when you think about it, is not just about sleeping, but it's really giving our problems and cares to God every evening. I don't know about you, if you're in the season of worry or concern, and you lay down and all of a sudden your mind goes, And it's just like everything is spiraling. Think back to a child going on their first date, or they're going to prom, right? It's a season of prom. And you know they're out and you're like, oh Lord, just protect them, that they're safe, that they have fun. Put your guardian angels around them. But then what happens? You still are awake, eyes wide open, going, are they doing okay? I'm sure. Let's see, what are they doing now? And you go from one thing to the next. Oh, this is eating time. They're going to be serving pizza now. Oh, wait, now they're going to be dancing and having fun. Oh, now it's the magic show. Whatever happens at prom in your area, it's all different. I know our kids experienced prom totally different. But that's not rest. That's not giving over your concerns to God and saying, Lord, you take this, and now I'm going to rest. So then when I wake up and I plant myself, then I can go and work hard. The wise man rises early, as so should the wise man sleep well. Why? Because God's got you. Now the day is over. It's time to rest your body and refresh your spirit. Let God finish it best. Walk by faith, knowing that your trust is in His hands. Worrying or staying up late with grave concern only stresses that which confines the soul. Are you feeling confined? Are you feeling trapped? Muffled? Is your world around you kind of foggy? Because you're really not operating with a clear head, a clear mind. We are to renew the mind. It's a daily renewal, but that renewal has to come with rest, and that means sleep. God wants you rested to prepare for the next day, where He requires you to show up fueled up. But that only comes with what? Rest and relaxation. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Now the day is over. Go out, be present in your hard work. Be incredible in your rest. Most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.